Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. I'm Mike Campbell, and this is my wife, Jada, who's with me. And we're glad that you've joined us today as we talk about walking, learning to walk in truth.
Amen.
And so it's a great week. We're off to a great start. Today is our national election day. So everybody get out and vote.
Right. If you haven't voted, get out there.
Get out and vote. I voted early, and Jada's voted early. So I don't know. Maybe we've canceled each other's vote out. I have no idea.
Very early and very often.
If we could. Vote early and vote often. That's the motto. Oh, I've
got the motto right now.
I'll be quiet. A lot of junk going on.
Ooh, a lot of junk going on.
I don't really believe we'll have an election tonight.
We'll not have final.
It'll probably go on and on for a while. But
you know,
ladies
what?
And gentlemen,
God's people,
we
got to
trust
okay.
the Lord.
That's
we
right.
trust God. All right, so we're talking about 3 John 2. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." We talked about that yesterday so that we could get to this. "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth."
And that's what we're talking about this week, is walk in truth. And how do we walk in truth?
Yeah.
First thing we need to know is, what is truth?
Well, I think it's interesting that he said right here, he said, "For I rejoice greatly." If we look at 2 John and verse number 4, I guess it's just one chapter in 2 John, and look at verse 4, he says, "I rejoice greatly that I have found
some of your children
walking in truth."
Yes.
Now, see, here's something that's important to know, everybody. Not every Christian walks in the truth. Now, most of us, and let me clarify, most of us walk in the truth that we like to know. Okay? Not that we know. A lot of us have heard a lot of things in truth that we don't want to operate in because it goes against something that somebody...
Or something we want to do.
Yeah, something we want to give ourselves
over to. Or something we think is
okay. Yeah.
And that's our truth.
But that means that you're walking in darkness in that area of your life. And God doesn't want us in darkness.
Right.
He redeemed us and translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, to the kingdom of his dear son. So it's important that we understand that, okay? And in fact, actually, he goes on to say in that verse, if I can get that to come up, let me see if I can, I guess I.
You know, the scripture.
I don't know what's going on.
You know, the scripture that I covered, I mentioned it last week too, when you brought up, you know, if you're not walking in truth in all areas, then you have darkness in those areas. And the scripture that I talked about last week, I was looking for the reference of it, and I'll find it in a minute. But it says that the dark corners of our lives. So we do have dark corners in our lives. We could walk in complete light.
Right.
If we would know the truth sets us free, but then walk in that truth, the truth that we know. And that would dispel the darkness.
Yeah.
But I think there's areas in there, like you said, that we don't necessarily want to walk in some of those things because they might be harder. It might be things we don't want to let go of. But we need to walk in truth and know what those truths
are,
able to walk in it.
That's good. You find that scripture.
I will read
that thing now.
I have it in my save.
Here's something that we need to understand. He says, "For I rejoice greatly that when the brethren came testified of the truth that is in you." So let's talk about truth. What is truth? Okay, we've got two political candidates, and one candidate says the other one's lying. The other one says the other one's lying. Okay, so they're talking about truth according to their lives or their circumstances, something along that line. That's not what truth is. Okay, if Kamala Harris wins the election, it will be true that she's president, but it won't make it truth, and it won't make everything she does truth. If Donald Trump wins the presidency, it won't make him, it'll be a true statement, but it won't make him truth. So let's look at what Jesus said truth is all about.
Yeah. What is truth?
Let's go to John 17. Oh, did you find that scripture?
I did. And it says in Luke 11:36, "If you are filled with light with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant as though a floodlight were filling you with light."
That's awesome.
Yes. And that is where we have truth in all areas of our lives. And we're walking in all of those. And I, like I said, none of us is perfect. Therefore, we all have something we have to be working on.
You know what that verse makes me think of right there at the end? Right. Read that last part again.
It says, as though a floodlight were filling you with light.
It makes me think of the Batman. You know, they'd have that bat symbol and then they would flood the light.
Yeah.
Okay.
A floodlight.
Okay. So I think when the light of God is shed abroad in our hearts and it says right there, as though a floodlight were filling you with light.
Right.
I think people see Jesus in us.
That's right.
That's exactly what
they
see.
Mm-hmm.
And so
we actually see that in there too.
Let's go to John 17:17. John 17:17. And let's find out what Jesus says about truth.
Yeah. What is truth?
Jesus says, sanctify them by your truth. Now notice that. Sanctify them by your truth.
The next part is.
Go ahead. Your word is truth. I got to scratch for just a second.
Your word is truth. The word of God is truth.
The word of God is truth that never changes.
Mm-hmm.
Society changes, you know, for instance,
You know what? I saw a commercial the other day and it was about parents and their children. And I don't even remember what it was trying to sell you, but it said parenting has changed, but loving our children have not changed. So that's true. The way we parent our children has changed. The way we do our jobs have changed, but it doesn't change what truth is.
That's right.
Truth never changes. The way we do things may change. Our methods may change, but truth never changes. The word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Right. So Jesus said, sanctify them by your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Your word is truth. Mm-hmm. So the word of God. Then we find this in Ephesians 5:26, honey. Mm-hmm. That says that he might sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of water by the word. So the word washes out the dirt and the word becomes the truth that remains behind.
Right.
All right. It's like taking shampoo in your hair. You put soap in there and the water washes out the soap, but the hair remains wet.
Mm-hmm.
So the word washes out the dirt. But the word remains, the truth of the word remains, so that that word becomes the guiding light, as you were talking about, of our life.
We have to, everything that happens or everything, every decision that we make and everything that we decide to do needs to line up with the word of God. It needs, you know, if you're in a quandary here, somebody's asked you to do something and you're wondering if it's the right thing to do, the word of God will tell you. And I mentioned last week too, Proverbs is just chock full of advice on how to do things, how to do your job, how to have relationships, you know, the good and the bad of how to deal with things. If you're curious about how to do something, get to the word of God, because that is truth. Everything else changes, but the word of God does not.
That's right. That's good.
And that is
exactly
what the truth is that we're talking about.
He says sanctify them.
Yes.
And the word sanctify literally means, if I can get that thing to come up. But it literally means to make holy. So listen, to cause someone to have the quality of holiness.
Yes.
To make holy. All right. So God wants to make us holy.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to be like he is.
Right.
The Bible says God is holy. Therefore, be you also holy.
Right. So we strive for that.
Yes.
We should be striving for that. Yes.
Yeah. And how we get there is through the truth of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
The more we learn the word of God, the more we become and the more we look like and the more we act like the one who's working in us, which is God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that we sanctify. That's why he says, make them holy by your truth. Your word is truth. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a, let's see if I can find that back once again. I don't know where I even got that.
You know, James 1:21 says here, so get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your heart.
Yes.
And we've already determined right here that the word of God is truth. So he plants the word in us to help us to get rid of the filth so that we can be walking in that truth.
Say that again.
It says in James 1:21.
Yeah.
So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted your heart.
That's good.
And the word of God is truth. So basically he has planted truth in us. Be led by the word of God, which is truth.
Yeah. Now listen to this in 1 Peter chapter 1, and I believe it's verse 22. Since you have purified your souls. Now notice that you're doing it.
You're doing the work.
You're doing it. Okay. It means to wash off or to wash away. Yeah. So you're washing away with the word of God. Mm-hmm. Sanctify your souls, or since you have purified your mind, will, and emotions in obeying the truth. Now notice that you wash away so that you can obey the truth through the spirit and sincere love of the brethren. Love one another fervently with a pure heart. See, you can't love everybody until you start grabbing a hold of the word of God. That's when we're being sanctified by the word of God. And then there's one more scripture in John 8:32. Honey, you want to read that one?
You get that one. I was just thinking when you were talking about washing, you know, how many people have that monthly car wash thing?
Oh, yeah.
We're washing our cars on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Washing it with soap and water. We should be doing that.
With that monthly fee, you can do it as often as you want.
That's right. And we need to be doing that on a regular basis in the word of God. Amen.
That's good. What a
good illustration. On a regular basis, not just Sunday morning. You need to be doing it on a daily basis where you're washing yourself with the word of God.
People will go out of their way to wash their car, and that's not going to make eternity.
No, it's not.
So we need to wash ourselves.
You're not going to be driving your car.
And let me lead you with this in John 8:32. You shall know the truth. And we'll pick this up starting tomorrow. And the truth shall make you free.
Mm-hmm. But it's the truth, you know.
If you're going to be sanctified and purified, you're going to have the truth of God's word. That's all there is to it. This world won't bring us there. It's got us confused on whether we're a male or a female. It's got us confused on who we are and in whose image we've been made. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you we've been made in the image of God. We are in the likeness of God. And we're being purified and sanctified by the truth of his word so that we can live like he's called us to live above the rudiments of this world in Jesus' name. That's who we are.
Amen. Very good.
Well, let's close out with prayer. We've run out of time. Father, thank you for this day. I pray that you'll strengthen our inner man with might by your spirit. And I thank you, Lord God, that we will sanctify ourselves with the truth of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow. And this topic is exactly on that, if you will allow it to change your life. Don't forget to check your or click your your share, follow, or
like
button somewhere. I got off there. Make sure on your YouTube channel that you click subscribe now, and you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing all over the world.
All right, be sure and join us tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel for more of PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Have a great day.